Okay.
Hi, friends.
I forgot how to do an intro.
Okay, I put that way too close to my mouth. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Oh, my God.
The accent went everywhere.
Sorry.
We look different. And it's not our hair. It's our background.
Yes. It is our hair.
It's still the same. What we're sitting on is a little different.
Yeah. The setup. Usually, I'm all over there. One camera.
Oh, yeah. You guys did a switcheroo.
We did a switcheroo.
We're switching it up today. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to explain why.
We don't have to.
We don't have to tell you shit.
But just to let you know, we're going to be bouncing around a couple times. It might look different. Yeah, so our little setup is going to find a home soon. But as of now, we're traveling.
We're homeless.
We are a traveling podcast. Maybe first ever?
Yeah, they be traveling.
No, yeah.
Steve-O's fucking wild ride is literally a traveling podcast.
No, yeah. Anyway. I lied.
She's a liar.
That wasn't very demure of me.
That wasn't very cutesy.
Not mindful.
What is mindful is us keeping this going no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what.
See, like, the setting up was almost a little bit of a drag. Like, we had no energy.
The motivation was not there. It wasn't. The energy.
Yeah.
The struggle was real.
We had coffee. Didn't help. We didn't drink.
I think that was a problem.
Yeah.
We needed a little drinky dink.
Drinky drink. Yeah, but we were responsible.
We're responsible. We're gonna drink right now.
Yes. Yay! Let's introduce the drink, guys. Look at how cutesy.
Okay, we're like holding our mics, so it's gonna be interesting with the opening of the drink.
We gotta learn how to be one-handed masters. I feel like I could do it.
Let me see. What are we drinking?
We're drinking. Mixed Signals, a strawberry lemonade seltzer.
Today we have two different drinks we're gonna drink. Yes. This one we only have a 4-pack of, so we're just gonna try it, rate it, and then we'll move on to the next one.
Yeah. So
this is the first
look one. At that. We're just like doing so many new things.
5.5, right?
Yeah,
5.5.
Oh, it's 0.5% more than the average seltzer. It's really matching our vibe.
There's no calories.
There's no calorie count.
But packaging is cute already.
Super cute. It says Arrow Lodge Brewing in the back. Covina cram.
All right, let's figure out how to.
This isn't a beer. This is salsa. That's I love that. Right. Thank you for clarifying.
Okay, I'm gonna do this.
I'm like trouble.
I can't. I'm gonna do it one hand because I'm a pro. Oh, I got in my mic.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Is it gonna do what hers did?
Why it was messy. Sizzle? I don't know.
She was acting crazy.
No, y'all set me up.
I'm just kidding. You guys, it's not good.
It's not giving demure. No, I'm just kidding.
it tastes like beer, no? Ooh, it's bad.
I don't taste the strawberry or the lemonade. I'm so sorry. Where is it?
They had a whole ass disclaimer that this isn't beer, that it's a seltzer.
And it says here strawberry lemonade seltzer, but I don't taste any strawberry and I don't taste any seltzer.
Oh my god.
It's giving beer. It's giving beer. Oh my god. That is really bad. That is...
No, it tastes like a mechanic shop.
Right? Like,
it's
like...
It's like tierra.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say, like, it tastes like worse than beer.
Like chemical, like you know?
It tastes like maybe, like, fluid oil.
Oh!
Like, if we know what fluid oil tastes like.
It's a smell.
But it's giving,
the smell that I'm... Yeah.
No, the taste. Like, chemical. Like
this is awful.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Oil.
Okay.
Sponsor us?
They deceived us. No, that is such a deceiving
Don't get me wrong, like
let me give you a close up.
It just for the fact that it says a strawberry lemonade.
Are we washed out?
It doesn't taste like that at all whatsoever.
See, very cutesy, very demure. The taste says otherwise.
I do have to already burp.
No, me too. Oh my god.
You okay?
And I don't even need a... I'm not a burper. Oh my god. Oh, the burps taste nasty. That is so bad.
It tastes like this.
I kind of want you. Can
yeah,
we?
Do
you
I'm think disappointed we can, already.
I know.
I don't even think we need to do the reviews.
I'm like, do you think we can I kinda drink it or should we just move on? Because this is pretty bad. Just
look, look, look. I'd rather us. I'm kind of.
You're going to what now?
You're going to what? You're going to what? She can't even do it. Look, 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 look. I think we should have a beer drinker drink it and rate it.
Because if a beer drinker doesn't even like it, that's bad. That's bad. Should I call in a beer drinker?
Call in a beer drinker!
Phone in a friend.
If this would have been a good, like...
We need a beer drinker.
Seltzer, if it was advertised as, like, do you like beers? Well, try our new seltzer. You won't taste the difference.
Maybe.
Can you try this? Get a straw. And we are still on.
You're still...
You shot?
We hate it. It says strawberry lemonade, by the way.
Seltzer.
Tastes like throw up.
She said it tastes like throw up.
We said it tastes like car oil.
You don't taste like the strawberry lemonade in there?
Because we don't.
Does it taste like beer?
Oh.
It's not good. We don't like it. Okay, so you heard it here. Even a beer drinker hates it.
Seltzer lovers, beer lovers all around the world.
Marlinda's review. It tastes like throw up.
Seltzer lovers, beer lovers all over the world hate this drink.
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it.
Okay, well, I'm still going to keep drinking it.
We still got a glug, glug, glug.
Damn, it's bad though.
Because that's money right there.
That's some money.
Some money.
Okay, today we are all over the place. But yes. the main idea of today's episode is our
hard summer recap.
Hard summer recap. It is here, everybody.
We went. We survived barely.
I only did a day one because I went too hard.
Because we barely survived.
We barely survived.
I need to be mindful of my age now.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't want to accept that I'm getting old.
So. You don't have to. You guys are not old.
No, I think for me.
Okay, they're old.
We're getting old. I never even said I was old.
You have to accept your age. No.
Okay, so where should we start?
Yeah, let's start with day one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so
day one.
We were like trying to coordinate and plan meeting up to pregame, and it did not work out. The point is, us getting there, we'd tried to meet up, but we did not.
Mm-hmm. It was hard.
I was lagging.
Honestly,
if you really think about it, you were only like 45 minutes behind us.
Yeah. Mm.
Wasn't too bad.
No, it wasn't too bad, but I had, I was considering I had to go drop off as me.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be a lot later.
Mm-hmm.
Especially we kind of made it around the same time. We got there a little earlier.
We kind of lagged.
Where did
in.
You guys enter from, though? Because where we entered from, I don't even know where I would explain to you guys where we did. It wasn't that bad of a line.
There was no line.
There was a small line because of the 21 wristband thing, but no, it was great.
Yeah.
We stopped at the Habit that was nearby. We ate a little something pre-gamed. Then Ruben dropped us off a little closer. Mm-hmm. And we just walked it from there.
It was like literally the corner. Like,
yeah.
We just had to cross the street and then we were entering.
Yeah. Super easy.
Super easy. The traffic wasn't too bad. We were like 2 hours behind our own schedule.
We were
like, we're gonna be there by 3. We got there by 5. It's just really hard to get there on time and look all cute and shit.
Cutesy.
And also to pregame
takes time. Everything takes time. Mm-hmm. But we were having a blast getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got there, everything just happened so fast. Because me and Rosie got there
first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, where do we need to go? there's a huge ass place, left, right, left. We're just trying to figure our way in. But immediately, the vibes. Someone, I think, what happened? Someone sprouted us or at first or?
Oh, we were, okay. We had just got there. We just got in. And then we were going to go pee-pee.
Yes, that's why I felt frantic because we're like, we need to go somewhere. We need to find a way.
Yeah, and then it was just so weird because Bree and I were wearing, she was wearing this wig mm-hmm. and color coordinated. She was a dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit, I was.
And then I was an orange, so I was wearing all orange. And then there was like this couple passing. We were like about to bump into each other. Mm-hmm. And she just fucking opened her hand.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I remember now.
She had two little duckies in her hand for us. One was pink and one was orange. And I was like, how did she, like.
That is so cute.
Yeah. How is it so perfect?
Yeah, literally. Just and walked in.
And
we
bumped into her. And she was like, here you go.
We're like, and the energy was up. Up after that one. That's we're like, oh, my God. This was perfect. Look it. It's mini S's.
It took us a minute to even notice. We're whoa. It's color coordinated.
They were beautiful little duckies, too.
It was fate.
Yeah. It was fate.
It was. That was, like, the start. So many people went up to us and gave us fucking candy, sprouted us.
Complimented us. It was a great time. Yeah. The confidence was up, for sure.
It was really hot when we got there.
But there was, like, a cool breeze, which, honestly, I had no complaints.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I had no complaints.
When I got there, I thought I felt okay.
Yeah.
No, when we first walked in and went to that bathroom, mm-hmm. I was sweating in the bathroom.
It was literally I went to the bathroom and I was drenched. By the time I got out, like literally sweat was dripping off of me.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But then there was like a breeze and it was mm-hmm. totally fine. Ooh. Yeah, so then the first person we wanted to see was
Bolo. Bolo, yes.
So we made it right on time for Bolo. And then we're also trying to meet up with our friends Jess and Marilyn.
And we did that.
We did for like 5 minutes. Yeah. But hey, we saw them.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. I loved his little the stage that he was at. It was very summer vibes.
It was boombox, right? Beatbox?
Was it the beatbox? Or that was the Jose
Cuervo?
No, the first one was the beatbox. Oh, okay, remember, okay. I went to Jose Cuervo and it was the wrong place.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, I think that's why I got confused.
You like enter.
Yeah. That's why I got confused. We went there first, but
they're next to each other.
Isn't the Jose Cuervo thingy where we entered our emails to get that stupid water bag thing? Yes,
exactly.
Did we do it?
We did, but they didn't give us a cap.
Yeah, they gave me no cap. It's like, okay, cool. Like, just carry this shit without a cap.
Behind us. I don't recall doing that.
No, I don't think you entered your email.
No.
Just me and...
We just ran off. We went on a side quest.
Why? I don't know.
You left me behind?
No, you were with Carlos.
You left me behind. I'm just kidding. Okay, so yeah. We were at Bolo, and then Cindy started texting us that she was here. So we met up with them pretty easily because it was a big dick.
Oh my God, the totems there were fucking hilarious. So we stood by the big dick because we're like, how else is she going to see us, you know? Mm-hmm. She found us pretty freaking quick.
Yeah, they said big dick and I'm like, okay, bet.
Big dick energy.
Damn.
Boom.
Big dick.
Yeah. And at first, Cindy came up and I did not recognize her. I was like, oh my God, look at this cute girl. I was like, wait! I know that cute girl.
I know her.
Dude, Cindy looks so freaking cute. She's so a little strawberry.
Cute. This hair. I feel like this hair is her color, by the way, because like every time I see her, I'm like, you just look so cute.
Yeah, it complements your skin tone very nicely.
Yes.
I'd love that for you.
I know.
I hate having to reach back to this.
Yeah, we can pull a little closer.
I kind of got used to it already. The drink.
No, I just mean because it tastes like ass.
Oh, I know.
So yeah, we ran around, we frolicked.
Yes, we just had the best time.
We took a lot of photos.
Mm-hmm, met great people.
Okay. It was really weird. On the first day, we did our fruit theme. Mm-hmm. I swear we ran into so many other fruits. Mm-hmm. And it was exciting every time.
Yes.
Took pictures with them, added them on Instagram.
Your bobby pin is, right there. Sorry.
All the
difficulties are here, in this room with us.
We are one with them.
We are one with them.
What? You know what? Whatever.
Damn, that was a save though. I saw that going very badly. Did great, sweetie.
Thank you.
Anywho, what the heck were we talking about? Fruits. Oh, I didn't see.
This episode is a mess.
It is.
It is so bad.
We're trying to hold it together.
But in reality, we all want to cry.
For real, we need more drinks.
Yes, but this one's not it. It's not doing the job.
Yeah, like I'm getting sadder drinking this.
No, but you're so right.
We don't have to finish it.
I don't think we should.
I'm almost done with mine.
Time is money. Money is time. Okay. Actually, I don't know what the fuck that has to do with anything.
You mean?
No, I don't know.
I was trying to help you out. This is so bad. I can't explain it enough. Should we do the ratings?
Let's finish our day one story.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want to hear day two.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, we bumped into a bunch of fruits. Is that what we last?
Yeah,
basically, we had our own little adventure. We were all over the place.
We went down a slide.
Oh, my God. Yes, we did. We went down a slide. Beatbox had the slushy. Yeah.
That was fun.
If you've seen on our Instagram, go check it out. If you want to see our outfits, go check it out on Instagram.
We looked cute.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that when I came up with the idea, I was like, with dragon fruit, I kept like going back and forth with dragon fruit, raspberry. Like, I was just kept trying to figure out what I wanted to be. And then I forgot what had happened. I think Ruben confused me. Or no, I think I just confused myself. And I said I was going to be a pomegranate. And then I was like, Rosie was like, a pomegranate? I'm like, wait, a dragon fruit, not a pomegranate. And ever since then, I was so scared that I was going to say a pomegranate when I was out there in the wild.
We had to practice.
And you did, right?
I did. Because Ruben, before he dropped us off, he kept saying, like, okay, pomegranate. I'm like, stop it. And I did.
That was pretty funny.
I was like, I'm a palm. No, I'm a dragon fruit. I'm so sorry.
No, every time you were about to say I'm a, I was like, you're a dragon fruit.
I think you saved me majority of the time.
I feel like, and then I kept getting just strawberry shortcake.
Oh, yeah. She was giving me strawberry shortcake for sure.
It was almost perfection.
Honestly, so perfect. So good. There was a lot of strawberries there, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of strawberries. But I don't think they did it as good as you did, for sure.
She was the winner.
Chicken dinner.
I feel like, okay, I was giving kind of, like, cosplay vibes, because I wasn't really in, like, rave attire, but, like, I just, that's just how I go, you know?
Yeah. I would say, yeah, cosplay vibes, but it was so good. Like, it was perfect. With your demonias, a touch.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about that.
Wait, but, like, by the way, my freaking big toes are blocked now from those freaking shoes.
Blocked up.
So, yeah, Cindy wore these really cute demonias.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she lasted all night wearing them.
Was that your first time wearing demonias, like, at all? Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So cute, though. They really put the look together, for sure.
Yeah.
There was a moment where we passed by a group of girls with all their demonias off to the side. Like, they were, like, just, laid out on the ground. Mm-hmm. The struggle is real.
That one group, I think the chick gave me like a little strawberry clip, and I think that's the same group we saw. She had hers, and hers were super cute because she had like on her laces, she had the little strawberry charms.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
She said that she had already like fallen multiple times, and I'm like, girl.
Dude, did you light out. Did you see her scratches?
Yeah, like she was eating it. And
I was like, I have band-aids. She's like, no, girl, I'm too drunk. I don't feel it. I'm like, ugh. Ouch.
Yeah, I was a little concerned.
Yeah, like definitely she definitely took a tumble for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but she did look cute still.
Yeah.
Ray, you're making me nervous.
I'm gonna get out of here.
Has been a fan since day zero.
Day zero. Ray, Ray.
Big fan, Ray.
Come here, Ray. Sit right here. Right next to me and Cindy. This is Ray Ray, everybody.
Hi.
Anything you want to say?
I think he's our youngest fan ever.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you,
Riri? 9.
It might be Xenia. I heard Xenia watches. She was telling us yesterday. Xenia. Oh, hi, Xenia. I said,
hi, Xenia.
She does, yeah.
Oh, snap.
I did say I was going to say hi to her on the next pod because apparently she likes to watch us.
So. Hi, Xenia.
Hi, Xenia. We love you.
Oh, she might be the youngest.
Hi, homegirl.
Hey, homegirl. How are you? I miss you.
We love you.
We love you.
Do you want to say anything?
Wait, who's Xenia?
Daniel's baby. Oh.
You're such a liar.
Technically, Esme's watched too. So.
Hi, Esme.
Anything, you would like to say? How old are you?
I just said that. 9.
Oh. I don't know where I was.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Maybe when he gets a little more courage, we can have him on for longer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah, the demonios were, they were a pain is beauty type of thing.
Yeah. They were cutesy.
They were very demure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But you lasted all day with them. Like, you didn't take them off once.
Yeah, no. I feel like if I took them off, like, that was it for me.
No, I think that's the thing. Like, when you take them off, your foot is going to swell up, and then it's going to be even harder to put them on. Mm-hmm. I learned that the hard way at the Beyonce concert. I was tired with my cowgirl boots. I took them off, and then when we were leaving, I was like, I'm struggling to put them on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did that happen at Coachella too with you guys? You guys had to like switch your booties?
I had to switch, I think.
Something happened, yeah. We were just in pain. It was weird.
My cowboy. Oh, yeah. My
remember?
Cow-
yeah. We switched and all of a sudden we're like, wait, this is so much more comfortable.
My cowgirl boots were fucking killing me. Mm-hmm. And Breeze were killing her. And for some reason, when we switched them, we felt better.
We're like, ah.
But
our
yeah.
feet are built different.
So, yeah, after that. Who would you guys say was your favorite
artiste?
Yeah. That's going to be a hard one because I'm going to try to remember.
Tell me why I can only remember Nelly Furtado.
Hey. Oh, honestly, that was
other than like
amazing.
Bolo, of course, but like.
Bolo was good. I enjoyed it. Everything else was kind of a blur, right?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? For me, Nelly Furtado was like the biggest blur.
Really?
Really?
I don't know why. I think.
I think that's when I like tuned in, you know.
Yeah, it's weird because I don't really remember much of what was happening, but I just remember like not even like
should.
Her performing, but like the music itself. Like I know I was like, oh yeah, I was jamming to mm-hmm. it, but like I feel like it's like maybe 2 songs.
Mm-hmm. I remember it, but it's like it's hazy. But I've noticed when I get really excited about something,
yeah,
and I'm pretty lit. I fucking, like, kind of black it out.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
So I noticed. I had to think about it. I'm like, Nelly Furtado.
No, yeah.
Like, it comes in and out. But it was fun.
I had a damn, I'm trying to remember. I'm so sorry. No, but I had a moment where she played one of the songs. And I was like, damn, dude, this is my childhood. I'm living my best life. Like, it was a moment. We were all excited.
Oh, when she played Promiscuous?
I think it was Promiscuous. Oh my god!
My freaking soul.
We freaked out. I remember
that
moment.
My fucking body. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking amazing. Mm-hmm.
Who was the last DJ we saw?
On day one.
That was my favorite.
I
forgot who it was.
it wasn't Nelly.
No.
that's all I remember.
Yeah, no, I don't remember.
Oh, fuck. I'm gonna have to look at the schedule to see who closed.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
So, Subtronics was day 2, I know.
Subtronics was so good. I remember that.
Yeah, that was day 2.
Dude, that was...
Let me do a quick check. Sorry.
I'm trying to figure out, like, my... the style I like when it comes to, like, EDM music. And me and Rosie are figuring out that we like the hard style. We have, like, the harder stuff.
To go hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, like, melodic stuff is not for me.
Yeah, and if it's too repetitive...
Oh my god.
I mean,
like,
sometimes
let's...
it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I...
You have to... Yeah. I feel like during the day...
We like to, like...
Cool, but not even during the day. I don't know. You have to be in a certain vibe.
Oh, it was Zed's Dead.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I enjoyed Zed's Dead. Mm-hmm. It was fun. And I picked up a turkey leg and Carlos got mad at me.
You picked up a turkey leg?
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
What were you going to do with this said turkey leg?
Well, the thing is,
at the moment, I'm not gonna lie, I got a little disgusted too. Like,
you picked
it's
because
meat
the
just
floor?
Does not don't like how meat looks.
Wait, I'm confusion.
Okay, so there was this big ass turkey leg, like you know,
like the turkey Disney, legs.
Like Disneyland.
Yeah, I was
like
gonna say
actual
knots.
Food though, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it was on the floor for a long time. We pointed it out. We thought it was funny, and then. I kept looking at it, and I'm like, is it a real turkey leg, or is it a toy turkey leg?
There ain't no way.
It looked
perfect.
Cartoonish. It was too perfect. Absolutely. So, I kept thinking about it, and I was like, I just want to check. So, I picked it up to check, and it was
full
definitely
hand.
Real. definitely real. And Carlos was like, don't pick it up. And I thought it was funny.
there's people just like,
it's not like I was gonna fucking eat it. You guys are dramatic.
No, it was just unexpected. I was like,
he probably thought you were gonna eat it.
You're like, I'm hungry.
Who picks up food off the ground like that?
I just wanted to see if it was real.
Full grip.
You could have done that without touching it.
How? I was looking at it the whole time.
Poked,
it was
maybe.
Questionable.
Sniffed it.
I stand by my decision to pick it up.
That was funny though.
Carlos was like literally so mad at me. He's like, why the fuck?
Why would you do that? Why would you pick that up a turkey like on the floor?
Lit Rosie.
Yeah, it was Lit Rosie.
But I feel like I would have picked it up either way. I'm not disgusted by that at all.
Meat just disgusts me.
I didn't
eat
it, so I didn't lick my hands or anything.
She's like,
yum, yum.
Eat them up.
After that, I mean, you know, we went stage to stage. We walked a lot. And then when it was over, we really were trying to hit up an after. Mm-hmm. That was like our main goal.
Yes.
So we were asking everybody. And everybody was giving us suggestions. And then we were like, okay, we're going to go home, drop off the car. Because yes. Ruben picked us up, and mm-hmm. Ruben wanted to come with us to the afters. So we're like, we'll drop off the car, we'll go pee, and then we'll head out.
Yeah.
By the time we did all that, it was almost 1 a.m., and the afters were free before 1.
I think it was 12, before 12.
I think it was 1.
Really? It took us a minute to get to Ruben, because we walked, like, down a couple blocks.
Yeah, there was a lot of traffic.
So it was, like, 12:50, and we're like, we're not going to make it. So we had the afters in my mom's garage.
Mm-hmm.
And we drank a lot.
Yeah, I do think that's where it went wrong for me.
She said I didn't.
I was so tired. I don't know what. I was like, honestly, I was kind of glad we didn't go to the afters. Because I was like, dude, I don't know what it is. But I got tired. Y'all had energy. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try. To keep up the energy.
Cindy and I were on the same level of lit, I feel like.
You guys were on the same level. Me, I was just like, like almost knocking out in the garage, but I was still up. I stayed up with you guys.
I think I was already like leaning towards blackout because I was doing some stupidity. Like Carlos was telling me, I kept playing like the same fucking songs.
No, it's because you would request a song and then it would replay, and then we were like, okay, what next song? Like it wasn't.
I thought I was told that I kept playing the same song.
If you did, I had no problem with it. I was not bothered by it.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I was just like, oh, well. I mean, not that I was like thought it was weird. It's just
no,
like
because when you
I
play,
was already
when you play one song, it just
on Apple Music, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. It'll play the same song again
unless you have a playlist. Yeah. So that's what was happening. You weren't doing it on purpose.
I just remember pump the jam.
Pump up the jam.
But even if it, oh my god, this is so bad.
I'm almost done.
Yeah,
really? I know. That's why I've been just like, get it over with. Yeah. Get it over with.
Fucking, I feel like there's poison
in here. I don't like
this
also because I've been burping way too fucking much for one fucking
can.
This
one's making me burp a lot.
Yeah, no. No me gusta. I wish it tasted like strawberry lemonade, like it says. False advertisement. Can't we sue? We could sue.
I don't got time for that. Or energy.
Or money.
What were you going to say, friend?
Oh, even though the same song was, like, replaying, you were as excited as when it first, like, started.
If it's a good song, it's a good song.
Yeah, we didn't mind it, for sure.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We had fun.
We stayed up till, like, what? I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. Three? I don't know.
I have no idea.
No, I do just, I'm going to take that day as, like, a learning experience to pace myself. Because also, like, I think we had bought two different lemonades, right? At one point, at different points.
At the festival?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we had brought in little shots.
Mm-hmm. We did bring in little shots.
I'm pretty sure for, like, each lemonade, we had put in, like, 6-8. Like, we went through our little shots.
No, we were drinking.
Me and Carlos brought in, like, a bigger plastic flask thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I was already, like, pretty lit just
on top of that we had like the beatbox and then we put more mm-hmm. liquor in
and
it.
You wanted to buy another
beatbox. I know but
I
I'm glad
probably maybe
I'm glad I we didn't
not because
I think I also said no to that
yeah
when you're yeah about it, I was like I don't think we need to
be. Yeah, bitches. You guys are right. Yeah, it was a smart decision.
Mm-hmm. And that's that we, like, shared everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah. It's...
At one point, or more than one point, I also bought, like, a tall can of White Claw. Mm-hmm. And I was putting the vodka
in the I think
the
you did that twice.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. I thought you did that second day.
I did that both days.
You don't remember?
I don't remember you getting the White Claw.
Remember when we were hanging out at the White Claw?
Yeah.
Thing?
We also saw that one chick that had all the little, like, teddy bear.
You ordered one there?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. To me, that was a great combination.
Oh, no. I do remember now. Yeah. The lemonade was... it's because the drink that we snuck in, basically, we put in the flask, was the White Claw...
Vodka.
Blueberry? Mm-hmm. No, blueberry. What was
Black
it?
Cherry.
Black cherry.
And pineapple, no?
Yeah.
Oh, pineapple was day two, I guess, right?
We mixed them up.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Okay. Black cherry and pineapple. We decided we're like, fuck it, let's try it. Mm. They were good with the White Claws. With the White Claws, that was a good mixture. Even with the V-Box, it was a good mixture. By itself, it was rough. It was real rough.
Real rough.
Me and Rosie taste tested it before putting it in the flask, and we're like, ooh, no, what did you tell me? And I was like, dude, you ruined it for me. You said it tasted like,
medicine?
The Robitussin? The medicine?
Mm. Like a childhood medicine.
Oh, no, the thick pink medicine that Yeah. The antibiotics, like the pink.
I was about to say amoxicillin, but I don't think that's right.
I don't know.
You ever had that pink, milky medication when you were a child?
I think it's antibiotics.
Yeah. Is that antibiotics?
I think it is.
Dang, but I know what you're talking about now, but it I don't remember like specifically.
That. It tasted just like
to,
that.
You have to put it in the fridge and shake it. Yes.
But when mixed with a White Claw, when mixed with a Beatbox, great time.
I'm gonna Google this now, because now I'm like, it's coming back to me. I'm like, I used to take that shit. What was it for?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. So that was it. That was day one. Yes. We went to Sleepy's. I don't know what time. Mm-hmm. And then the plan for day two was...
You were still drinking your last drink when you were about to go to sleep, and Ruben was like, you want a water? You're like, no, I do not want water. You were like, nope.
I'm so grumpy sometimes when I'm ready for bed.
No, you're having fun. Did you fall? You fell off the couch, I think. You fell off the couch, and then I had to get you up.
What? What the fuck? What? Are you making this story up?
No. You were on the couch, and then... And then you fell, and then I was like, no, I forgot what happened. I'm blanking out too. I'm not lying. Ruben, I need a source.
I don't recall that at all.
You fell, and then I tried to get you up, but then I think I hurt you more by trying to help you get up. And then you're like, I could get myself up. But I'm like, but you like took like 5 minutes, like it's just sitting there. So I try to help you, and you're all of a sudden you're like, I could do this.
Lay that on the floor.
and then you finally got there at one point.
Well, I remember laying down and going to sleep, calling it a night.
You know, it took a bit. It took a tumble.
Oh.
Akila, we do not need our light fixed. I think we're fine.
Okay, so. Mm-hmm. Day two. Day two was such a fucking struggle to, like, get up, get ready.
Yeah, we were like, okay, what's the plan for tomorrow? We're like, same time goal, same everything, get up same time, be ready at the same time, mm-hmm. pregame, blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. It was such a struggle. Mm-hmm. Struggle. I don't know what it was. The energy was not there.
Low key, I was getting annoyed because I was like, we need to leave, but we were not ready. No. Like, we were not ready, and I was like, we needed to leave an hour ago. Yeah. We lagged so much to the point where I was just kind of over it.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever, we're really late today.
Yeah.
So we were trying to get there at 3 again, and we got there after 5 again.
Well, before that, Cindy texted us saying, I'm not doing well. And we're like, what? You're not doing well? I was surprised. Rosie was so fine. Like, she looked better than I did.
Mm-hmm. There's something about rave days, festival days, that make me just wake up and think about being sick or hungover or tired. Yeah. I'm just like, let's go.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. No, yeah.
I'll worry about that the next day. Anyways, Cindy texted us. Carlos also texted us. And he was like, Cindy's not doing great. And we were like, she's going to be all right.
She's going to pull through. She can pull through. We're going to be all right.
But like,
she didn't.
She wasn't.
Yeah, I feel like realistically, I probably could have been fine. I was just kind of like, I don't want to deal with shit. And I could not find my skirt to my outfit. So I think that had like a part where I was just like, I don't care anymore. Like, it is what it is.
Definitely felt like there was something else going on besides the fact that you were sick. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel like she could have powered through, but maybe she's having some other issues, like mental. Because I know Cindy sometimes gets a little depressed.
I'm a mentally ill person.
And that's okay.
We are near. I don't know. I
think you get overwhelmed sometimes, and then you're just like, you shut down.
I feel that, though, because sometimes I get the same way. Like, if something doesn't fit me right or my makeup's not doing what it's supposed to do, I have a breakdown, too. So I totally get where you're coming from.
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot recently because I'm living in a mess right now. So I have, like, shit everywhere. And then
That can help.
Don't think ahead. And then I'm looking for shit the day of. Mm-hmm. And then I can't find it. And then I start losing my fucking mind.
Yeah, but, totally understandable.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically Cindy texted us. She was like, I'm not going.
And I feel like when she said that she's not going, it kind of made us drag even more.
We were just like, fuck, now what do we do?
Yeah. We're just like moping around.
We were saddies.
Yeah. Aww. And then, I think I feel like that.
The vibes
that
are kinda, so off.
Yeah. I think that started the train of just like us just like barely moving.
Yeah. So then even like the drive there. Oh, I threw up.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Just fucking random. Like, I didn't feel sick. I was fine the whole time.
I think she got car sick. I think that's what it was. Yeah, I was sitting in the back. Because there was traffic. So there was a lot of stop and go. So that could be it.
All of a sudden, I was like, dude, I think I have to throw up right now. Yeah. And I had, like, it was just the bare minimal warning.
Yeah.
I grabbed a bag, the first bag I could find. And I fucking threw up.
I got scared because I'm not good with throw up. So I was like, fuck. Like, and I was starting to get a migraine. And if I don't take like Tylenol right away, it will turn into like me needing to throw up. So I was like, fuck. Like, I was like, damn, she's going to throw up, preparing myself mentally. Dude, she was like, I need to throw up. We got her a bag. And then all of a sudden, she's like, okay, I threw up. I'm like, wait, what? I didn't hear a damn sound. I was expecting to be like, nope. No damn sound.
I'm a pro.
I was like, wait, what? You're lying. She's like, no, I threw up. I was like, what? Dang. When? Then, where?
And then I threw up again.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She did great. I wouldn't have known if she didn't tell me.
I threw up at home.
My fucking dumbass was throwing up and pre-gaming at the same time.
That's
why. I was like, why am I still fucking drinking? Like, it's a bad idea.
But hard summer, baby. Go big or go home.
I needed to carry on.
Yeah.
But yeah, once we parked the car, I was back to normal. Like, I was fine. I definitely was car sick. Yeah. And yeah, we were on a solo adventure, basically, because half of our group did not make it.
Yeah.
So that was our first time doing that.
First rave alone together. It was a cool experience. At first, I mean, you know, the vibes were low. Oh, yeah. So the vibes were low. Cindy wanted to sell her tickets, so she was on the hunt to do that. We took one of her tickets in hopes to, or her wristbands to hopefully sell it. But honestly, we were already late. We were like, I don't think we're going to spend much time, like, trying to sell this. And I don't know if we're going to find the people. Like, we were just, like, such in, like, down the dumps mood. Like, we were not in the mood. And
we were also sober because the pregame wasn't happening.
Yeah.
So we were like, we're not even lit enough to be talking to strangers.
Exactly.
Like, we were not feeling it.
Yeah. So we were like, okay, like the vibes are so off. And then we turned the corner to like go to the entrance, and this guy was selling buzz balls, beatbox drinks and stuff, but he was like using a fan to like fan people. And Rosie was like, because I wanted a fan, I was manifesting a fan the whole time. I'm like, hopefully, you know, I don't want to how's the saying go, I want no harm to others, but at the same time, like, if someone drops like a fan and I grab it, that'd be amazing. You know, like, if I find a fan that someone loses. Because I didn't bring a fan.
She said that, or someone gives her one.
Yeah,
something. She was manifesting that from day one.
I'm manifesting a fan, and I really want to win. So Rosie was like, How much for that fan? And he just
he gave it to us.
And she was like, wait, what? And it's just,
he didn't
just
say like, no words.
I think he spoke Spanish, but
even then, I was like,
like, he could have said, he didn't say a damn word. He was just like fanning, all smiling. Rosie was like, how much? He's like,
I'm like, really?
He's that's like, beautiful.
And that's when the energy went up.
We recovered.
We recovered. We're like, no fucking way.
That was very plur of him.
It was very demure.
It was very mindful. So the energy was up. Literally, we walked like a couple steps and I saw these people like just by their car, like getting out their car, and I was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna ask. Like, I had energy at that point, you know, I had courage. And I was like, if you guys want a ticket, I mean a wristband, I got one, let me know. And then she was like, really? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, she told her boyfriend or something, so I think someone that was dropping them off, if you wanted, how much? I'm like, $100. And she was like, okay. And then
literally the only people
we asked.
And it gave Coachella car camping.
It was that vibe for sure. Like
the last minute, you fuck, like, what are the odds? You run into one person and they're like, yeah.
Yeah, literally the first person we asked, and he was like, I was just gonna drop him off, but that fuck was. It. Like, I'm here.
Brie has that.
She's got the touch. Power.
The power.
So that was exciting. And then we were like ready to go. We were lit. We
damn,
were excited.
That is pretty cool. Also, shout out to Karina for helping me sell the second ticket.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool. I was wondering how
yeah,
that happened.
We were able to sell the other one too.
Nice. Yeah, so yeah, that everything worked out.
Everything worked out.
We went
out.
On our solo adventure, and then we met up with a coworker. That was fun. I was nervous at first, but there was no reason to be. And then
at first we got there. I forgot who we saw first, but it was like we were like,
oh, Levity.
Oh, okay, yes, we loved
so
it.
So good.
It was so good. The energy was high. Someone took a photo. Do you have that? I want to take a picture of it.
Yeah, I do.
It was a Polaroid. He took a picture of us.
Oh, loved day two it. Was Sanrio's.
Yes, Sanrio's. Yes, we didn't announce that before.
I didn't even take the wig out of the bag.
Yeah,
we'll do it again. It was fun. I was My Melody. Brie was Cinema Row.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we were missing our Karomi, but that's okay.
We were. Oh my God. I don't know if I told you, but so bad. So bad. I was already drunkies and I was like, just like loving everybody. And I seen a Karomi and she was sitting down. And I was like, oh my God, like we found like a Karomi. Like you were like on this by the side, but talking to your coworker, and like I got excited to see her. I realized that she was like crying. I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? And then she like looked at me in such disgust. Like she looked at me like crying, and just like her and her boyfriend looked at me like I like disturbed something. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. Like, that wasn't, like, the vibe I was trying to give. So, I just, like, I stepped away. And for a moment, I was like, oh, like, I cringed myself.
Don't cringe yourself. Like, that bitch.
I asked you if you're okay. You looked at me in disgust. Oh, my God.
What the fuck? The fucking weirdo crying at a rave. Yeah. Weirdo. No, kidding, damn.
I asked if you're okay.
You could have just said, I'm good, babe. Like, move on. Like, damn.
No, yeah.
So, I've heard that there's, like, people that are not friendly, not player, mm-hmm. but I've never encountered them.
Yes, actually, a person, the I think the couple that we met, I forgot her name, but we took a picture with her. Her and her man basically said day one, it was not player for them. They did not have the best experience, and we had the quite opposite.
Yeah. Everybody was. Player, everyone was nice. They were, it was pretty
day
cool.
One was very like epic for me. Yeah. Like, I had fun.
Yeah,
it was good. The dude who just gave us like those cute little hot stickers.
Oh my God, yes. It's just so much good vibes.
Everybody was cool. Like, that was I think I was telling Brie that was my first time actually trading candy with strangers.
That's crazy.
And it happened like the whole fucking day.
Yeah,
so that was fun.
So much candy was traded.
Yeah, I definitely want to like make more candy. Like,
yeah, we always try to like make a day that we all make candy, but life just be life, you know.
It's hard.
Life's
it's hard.
A little rough. I want to know the story behind the Care Bear.
It was so random. Okay, we had just met your coworker, and his friends, and I was doing me with my fan, and I hit someone behind me, and I was like, ah, I'm like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. It was a guy with his Care Bear.
Didn't he match you?
No.
Oh, it was a different
guy. That was a different person. There was a... Oh my god, there was so much going on. At the same time, I met someone that I was matching cinnamon roll look as me.
I remember a lot going on at that. Yeah, moment.
So there was so much. We had just met her coworkers, her friend, his friends, their group, and then I just seen someone that that was dressed like me. He wanted a photo, and we're like, oh my god, let's take a photo. And I accidentally hit someone at the same time with my fan. I'm like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And he's like, you're good, you're good. And he kept looking for his friends, and then I took a photo with the person that looked like me. He came back still lost, I think, and he's like, for hitting me with the fan, please hold my
yeah,
please hold my bag. I would love to. And it was like
so random.
Yeah.
Raised me random.
It was like a little comfort, like little freaking bear.
It was a Care Bear backpack, but he was using it like a hydration bag.
Yeah.
He put his water in there.
So it felt like like those weighted teddy bears. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it felt amazing. I was like, oh, it's so cute. And she's like, wait, it matches you. And I'm like, oh, it matches me.
She looks so cute.
So she took a photo.
Put the picture.
I thought it was cool. Well, interesting that we kind of debated the topic of us being Care Bears.
Yeah.
And then you found a Care Bear.
Yeah. We need to do Care Bears next time.
Yeah, Care Bears would be fun.
Yeah. So cute.
Yeah, there was a lot going on at that moment. That guy stuck around, hung out with us for a little bit.
Yeah, too. To the point where your coworker was like, "Oh, what's his name?" I'm like, "I don't know. Like, what's your name?"
We have no idea. He's not even with us.
What is your name? No, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Cool. Good vibes.
It took us a lot this time around. It took us a long time to fill anything with our shots.
Yeah,
we were concerned because we're like, dude, we took three of those packets, which is. Two shots each, or one?
They're three shots.
I don't know what was happening.
That seems unbelievable.
Right?
3 ounces.
I don't know.
3 ounces a shot.
But for some reason.
I mean, I guess, yeah. If you fill it, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Maybe that too.
Two and a half.
That too, yeah. Mm-hmm. We tried not to fill it too much. But either way, we just we're like, why are we not filling anything?
We drank the whole lemonade with three of those shots. And we were also kind of trying to be cautious because we were by ourselves.
Yeah. So we're like, let's wait a little bit. Let's see if we feel it. Nothing. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And she was going to meet her coworker, which, you know, it's a little...
I'm a little nervous, Nelly.
And no, but it's meeting a coworker out of
work... In the outfit that I was wearing.
Yeah. On top of that, being a rave out of a work environment, it's pretty intense. It's nerve-wracking.
I
was
I need to get drunker before we meet.
We found nothing. Yeah. So yeah, but I think by the time
had a beatbox.
We ended up buying another White Claw.
Yeah,
we put the liquor in there, and I just started catching the buzz when we found my coworker.
It was perfect timing. Yeah, it was perfect timing.
Yeah, that was fun. We hung out with him for a couple of sets, and then we left him to go to Subtronics.
Subtronics was so fun.
I'm
so glad that we went.
We had a great time. It was so fucking fun. And then we went to Afters. We made it to the Afters. Not gonna lie, I was Deddy's.
This time, I had all the energy.
I put on a t-shirt, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going like this. I took my wig off. And I just went in totally comfort mode.
I don't even remember you changing. That's funny.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did?
I threw a shirt over.
Okay.
I still had my stuff on.
Oh, okay.
I just threw a big t-shirt on and that looked like that's all I was wearing. And then we went to one after. We met up with my coworker again. Mm-hmm. But it was, the place was fucking tiny hot.
Yeah, I stepped in and I'm like, oh, this is too much for me.
Was it a house? Or
no, it felt claustrophobic.
A warehouse. But there was a bar.
It was a bar.
I don't know
but it was really narrow.
Skinny and long.
Yeah, like a hallway. Very narrow. And there was already so many people there. I was no.
There was a line out the door, so we knew it was going to get more packed. Yeah. And it was just too
giving fire hazard.
It's giving anxiety.
Yeah. Immediately, I had anxiety. I was like, let's go to the other one that I have. And we took an Uber to the next one. And that one was an outdoor-indoor situation, which I prefer because if, I have anxiety being inside, I could go outside for fresh air, you know?
But that fucking place was hot.
Yeah.
I can only imagine a shit ton of people gets hot and if there's no ventilation or no AC.
It was terrible.
It was sweaty.
So it's like AC with that many bodies, it still gets hot.
Yeah.
No, it was like...
We stepped in and walked out, basically.
It was an oven.
So we chilled outside for a bit, you know, just vibing.
And then I was like, I'm tired. I just kept thinking about the fact that I have to wake up tomorrow and my mom's gonna fucking wake me up and I didn't want to feel like shit. Mm-hmm. It was like 2 something in the morning. And I was like, you guys, I'm gonna take an Uber home. You guys can stay. They were still like down to stay. I'm like, don't worry about me. I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna take an Uber. You guys come home when you're ready. And I did. I left. Mm-hmm. And I came home, took a shower. I did all the things. And I went to bed. And
Who did you stay with?
Ruben.
Ruben went.
Yeah, Ruben went.
Ruben enjoyed it.
Yeah. Towards the end, of course, some people started leaving. So we went back inside and it was a lot better. It was still hot in there, but less people. So it felt less like, you know.
I can't do big going into crowds like that. I just get so anxious. So yeah, I was not feeling that, and then I was tired.
Yeah,
just like having people like bumping into you and like that contact, like it irks me.
It was just way too hot for
me. If I don't have room to be dancing, I don't want to be there.
That's
the thing. I like dancing. I can't do that.
Be a sardine.
I don't know how people do it. To be like front row. Yeah.
So that was our day 2. Mm-hmm. Really quick, should we introduce the second drink?
We should. I haven't opened mine.
Okay. So we are now drinking Study Break Beverage Company. This is a variety pack. I have mint and lime.
I cracked myself up. This is orange pineapple.
What do you have?
Oh. Ooh, raspberry and lemon.
Raspberry lemon, and I think there's one more flavor, which is
something tea.
Yeah, lemon, iced tea and lemon. Mm-hmm. These are 6.5%.
What? Oh, we're gonna get Liddy.
Oh, this one gives you
125 calories, 0 grams of sugar.
So good. It's a healthy queen.
My first impression was not great. I got mint.
Oh, you don't like mint, though, do you?
I can drink mint, but I don't know about it in a seltzer.
Yeah.
Does it give you mojito? Mojito?
I don't care for it either. I do prefer this much more over that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Orange pineapple seemed great, but it's giving that, like, creamsicle flavor that we've had in the past.
This is the same brand.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. Because the one that we had for Coachella,
it's okay. Different. It's a different variety pack.
It tastes better than that time, but because it's cold. But I don't like the flavor. But it's okay.
I don't love the flavor either, but I could drink it.
Yeah, that's very well said. I don't know if the other flavors are any like.
I like this one.
Different.
Yeah.
I will try the other flavors in a bit.
Mm-hmm. I like the packaging, though. It looks sleek.
The packaging is sweet. Nice. It's cute. The black with the pop of color.
Yeah.
6.5%. Wow.
Wow.
It says work and play.
Right. So, that's the end of our story.
Well, updates. Okay, yeah.
Previously.
Mentioned. Regarding Esme, Miss Little Esme.
Miss Esme.
I already forgot how you pronounce what it is that she had, keyword, because it resolved. So, yeah, like, she kept bumping the little bump she had under her chin on, like, her crib. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, like, came apart and, like, it bled. And then the next day she bumped it again. So, like, it just, like, came off. And to be fair, it was a little traumatic because I'm like, oh my god, she's bleeding. She's going to bleed it out. Like, I was scared.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I mean, I guess just while the skin was closing and healing, it was still bleeding. But yeah, no, and now she doesn't even look like she's going to have a scar or anything. Yay. So, yeah. And it's cool because, I mean, I guess things really do work out. Because, like, not that long ago, I think it was last week, I got a call about the medication she was supposed to start. For that had like a lot of side effects,
that they were barely approving it. So it worked out because
it resolved itself.
Yeah.
Before,
luckily, she no needed need for that.
Yeah.
Yay! One good news in my life.
Yay! No, love that. Stop. And many more in the future.
I have a small update on Akila. So Eddie had to take him to the vet for a medication refill. They made us do the whole fucking blood work again. And the vet did notice that he has a limp. And he said that he thinks it's like this ligament disease.
Oh, shit.
What? But he said he would have to do like an X-ray or a CT or some shit like that. Obviously, that costs a lot of money. But he also said that Akila's too fat for surgery anyways. So even if we find out he does have that disease, it would need surgery, but he's too fat for it. So basically they want us to put him on a calorie diet. But I swear to you, the dog doesn't eat a lot. He's just lazy. He doesn't move. So he's not going to lose weight. He's not going to lose weight. So it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he's like suffering. He doesn't look like he just doesn't want to walk.
He's just always just like laying out.
So yeah, basically he said if he loses the weight and if we want, we can do the CT and go from there. But I was just like, if it gets worse, maybe.
Yeah, he looks a lot better though.
He's been doing okay right now, so
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he is able to lose a little weight, but obviously that's very much easier said than done, just because
he doesn't want to walk. He doesn't want to stand up.
Does put a lot of
pressure.
Like, I think you just gotta like kind of force him. They have like this contraption where you could like wrap.
Yeah, on I bought it.
Yeah, we could do it as a group, as a family.
Because I was seeing
he doesn't want to
this
do
one like dog food where like it's already like less caloric or whatever, but I'm like, I don't know what the science behind that is or whatever, but specific dog food people give their dogs to like have them lose weight.
Yes, I do want to look into that, or I've been wanting to just make my own dog food, like fresh shit, but I just haven't got around to it, so maybe by the next episode I can have an update on that.
Yeah, you know what's kind of funny, I had like a phase where like I was on dog TikTok, I guess, where like people like showing their like how they prepare their dog's meals. Yes. And I was just like flabbergasted on some of them.
Yeah,
like they put like freaking fish heads, chicken feet, duck liver, and all this shit.
Kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, I was like, oh, interesting.
I did like a dog sitting thing for a bit. I did Rover for a bit. And one of the owners, he had a specific routine for his dogs. In the morning, for their morning breakfast, whatever, he would want me to put string cheese on top of it. I don't know if that's good for the dog. I'm not going to tell him.
I think dogs like cheese.
They like cheese, but they can only have it in small variations.
Yeah, but every day, he wanted it every day. And for dinner time, he would make me cook this turkey patty that had an air fry, and I don't know if the turkey patty was good because it looked like pre-packaged, you know, so like preservatives,
maybe processed or some shit.
Exactly. So that every single day.
That's funny.
I don't know,
it's kind of a like it's a labor of love, I think.
Yeah,
if you want to give them fresh food. Is that considered fresh food if it's like processed?
No, I don't know. I think it's just he wanted to give the dog, because the dogs would not eat the food on its own, you know, so I think they had to put something extra for them.
Some
to be
dogs
able to eat
be
it
picky
that if I like try to mix it, but the dog would like both of the dogs would pick around, just get the string cheese, just get
that's
the meat.
So funny. String cheese.
So I think that's why. I know my dog can't have string cheese. He'll have diarrhea for days.
Lactose like
like me. So was Shaggy hilarious. Too. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
They do say.
Both you gravitate them. Towards the lactose doggies.
Yep.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So yeah, that's about it for me.
Yeah.
Are we done?
The ratings?
Should we get to the ratings?
I don't even know if we can rate these.
Oh, we haven't even really gotten through
the
drinks.
What if we pause, drink some more, and then come back for the ratings? Unless you guys have anything else to talk about, where were you for the earthquake?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
There was an earthquake.
There was an earthquake, y'all. Did you feel it? Because I did.
Dude, it was dramatic as fuck.
I luckily was not at work because... If shit goes down, I'm going to save myself. I got a kid. These old people live their lives. I'm going to live mine.
I like, honestly, like, it's really sad to talk about. But honestly, if it comes down to it,
who are you going to save? Every man for themselves.
Because, like,
they're old.
Well, no. I feel like it would. No, like, I like, no. It's
a little tricky.
It sucks because, like, if it was kids, like, I right. understand, like, you put the kids first. But, like. If you're dealing with seniors who are they're almost old. 100 years old, like...
Some of them are
100. Are 100.
No, like, some of these residents we have, they will kill you or get you killed in the process of trying to save them.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
It
yeah.
ain't worth it. Sorry, yeah, no, I mean, love them, but it ain't worth it.
Like, the thing is, like, that where we yeah. work at...
We get fired.
There's, like,
Hey, you guys are not you right now.
There's, like, a building where the nurse's station is... at, where it's like the oldest fucking building
ooh.
In that facility.
100 so years old. Ooh. More.
I guess just to finish it off, like they'll joke at work. I don't know if it's a joke yes. or not, that like if there's an earthquake, because where our nursing station is, just run. Because that part, like, yeah. if it's a significant earthquake, it will come down.
It's
like,
not a joke.
You have to run and go down the little stairs. To the newer part of the building.
It's not a joke. I've been told that since I started working there.
That seems kind of odd.
Like, but then by law, you would think, like, oh, so you literally ran and left your patients or your residents?
No, but by law, if they know it's not, obviously, the like, foundation's yeah, not good.
No, like, that part is not fire, no, earthquake-proofed no, or whatever.
You don't have... First, you save yourself, and then after, you can go back. You're not,
yeah. you're not go back when
no you're not obligated to fucking sorry. Stay there and save their lives before your life is
really
well yeah, yeah. like in that particular part like there's no you trying to save yourself and save others like you're literally running away
because
yeah,
I know that's... like okay like with cruise ships the captain has to be the last one to get off of the boat
yeah
like that's that fucking
crazy
yeah in airplanes too you know like they have to be yeah, the last well. Ones to get out. Damn. And I don't know about students, like, in that case, you know? Mm-hmm. No, I think the teacher has to be the last one, right?
I don't know.
Unclear.
So I thought it might have to be the same way with you guys.
Well, let me tell you. I was at work when this earthquake hit, and we motherfucking ran. We ran. Well, I didn't.
You were in a different building, huh?
I was in the main building.
Oh, you were? Oh, shit.
But I wasn't in...
The old part.
Yes. Mm. But... The people that were in there, I won't say any names, but they all ran out.
Then yeah, yeah. Everybody of course, ran out. Because that's what they tell you.
Everybody like, ran out. If there's an and earthquake. Then we went back to check on everybody.
I can't help. Yeah. I can't help, though, to just think of, like, the old people just, like, watching all the people, all the nurses run out. And then just, know, like.
It's funny from what I was told because it was during lunchtime.
Yeah.
That a lot of the old people, most of them did not notice. And the ones that did were like, I gotta eat, and went into the diner. Chandeliers shaking.
Fuck. Yeah. Some of them were phased, but most of them were kind of like, okay, cool. Like, that was cool. I felt that. Let's move on. It was very much during lunchtime.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because of their age, they felt harder for sure. So, like, this one's probably, like, nothing to them.
Oh, yeah. It brought up a lot of conversation with some of my old folks. They were telling me how they survived. One of them in particular said it was one in the 20s.
Oh.
What?
That all of the
They schools... remember that shit? Mm-hmm.
That's amazing to me.
I think she said the 20s.
Yeah.
That all those fucking schools fell.
That's...
In the 1920s, there was
I'm
like
trying to do the math because
it's almost 100 years ago.
Like, some of them are born in the 20s, so they were like fucking so four when they remember some shit.
So she said that she was in elementary school when it happened.
Oh my god!
But it was after school, and she said, "Thank God it was after school because a lot of the schools went into rebels. Like it completely collapsed. A lot of the schools in the area." And that everybody would have fucking died.
Did she tell you what, how strong it was?
I think she was at like 6 point something.
That's nothing.
Well, because my back mom in the, said, back no, in the my, day, shit was not my mom built said that, like it is yeah, today.
My mom said that she felt one that was 8 point something.
It was not 8 whatever. I have no idea. It was much less than that. My bad. Hee ha ha.
Where?
In, I don't know what year. But she was a teenager.
I think, wasn't that like the 93 or the, I think so.
The Northridge one was like a 7 point something, no?
I don't know. I just know like that's probably the...
We don't should
know
I fact the, check?
I'm like, we don't know what we're talking about.
I could fact
check. That's the only like highest one while we were living, mm-hmm. but...
Marlinda, what's the highest...
I know I was a fucking baby though. Like I think earthquake. I was like not even one yet.
In 80s, was it an 8 point something?
No.
There wasn't one in like 1993 or something like that.
That Northridge.
Or 1990.
Let me Google it.
No, I think it might have been 1991 or 1992.
I
want to
say 93.
Because I know my mom, as the earthquake like was happening, literally like left me.
Oh, you were born? She left you?
Oh, I know there was one in 92. My mom was pregnant with me.
Mm. I think maybe that's it because I had been just born.
What the fuck?
I need to recheck because I don't think she left me, but like she kind of left me.
I know it was strong though. My mom says that she was in a bus stop. Getting ready to go to a job interview.
In 1994, at 4:31 a.m., magnitude 6.7.
No, it was like during the day.
This is the Northridge one.
Oh, okay.
To my knowledge, there has not been an 8 point something.
What was one before that?
92, maybe?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's 444 right now. 444.
I want to get earthquake. Tattoos. That was random. Anyway.
Dude, my nephew...
He does tattoos.
Shout out to Eddie. He's doing so good now. Mm-hmm. He's learning. He's practicing.
That's
I'm
going to
get tatted by him soon.
No, it's just... I feel like a lot of them, for me, don't come out the way I was expecting. But point is, look, let's go back to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
For this said earthquake, I was actually at my mom's. And I was feeding Esme on my sister's bed. And I felt a little quake. And I was like, oh, earthquake. And then the fucking room shook again. And I was
like,
oh,
two jolts, right?
Earthquake. And I actually, that second jolt, it shook some shit in the room. And I was like, oh, maybe I should, like, get up.
maybe.
Yeah, I feel like it's...
You did.
Before this one, there was another one.
A small one.
Yeah, it was a small one. I didn't give a shit. One made me... It made me think a little bit, especially because I had Esme with me, and I was like, "Oh shit, let me get up."
Let me be a mother.
Yeah.
I was walking down the hallway, and all day that
at work.
At work, yeah. What all day that day, I was feeling a little dizzy. Kind of a thing. I
Rosie has like is always just like off balance. She's always feeling a little dizzy.
You got the vertigos.
We gotta look into
vertigo.
It for sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
I. Always feel like I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
Or not always, but most of the time. Yeah. So, that day in particular, I was feeling it pretty, like, intense. Yeah. I remember
girl,
for lunch.
You need some Meclizine.
Maybe. I remember.
She didn't go to the doctor.
At my lunchtime, which was 11 o'clock, mm-hmm. I kept thinking there was an earthquake because feeling it. Like, I was like.
I'm over here thinking, like, was her intuition strong?
Maybe. I don't want to think that, though, because I feel that way a lot.
Oh, okay.
So.
Debunked.
It could be shaking somewhere else in the world.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You never know.
Whenever
you feel like that, look it up. Any earthquakes around the world.
So, I was walking down the hall, and then, again, I felt the feeling, and I was like, is it just me again? And then I looked around, because I always, when I feel it, I have to look around and see if I see anything shaking. Yeah. I looked around and then
any confirmation.
For some reason, the noise hit like after mm-hmm. I felt it. Mm-hmm. Then it was like boom, and I was like, and then I look and I started seeing shit like swaying, mm-hmm. and then all the emergency doors closed, and I literally was like, oh fuck! And then I swear I felt a second jolt, and it was like dramatic.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like very weird. I'm gonna be honest, because beforehand. I kind of like the feeling of earthquakes. I don't know what it is. Like, I used to be like, I think they're cool. It's not even thrilling. It just, I don't know what it is. But now, because I have a kid, It's I'm like, oh shit, I could potentially die or get hurt because of this event. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, oh,
whoa.
yeah
I feel like, well, as long as I've been alive, there hasn't been one that's been like super crazy. Usually like it will happen and then I'll go to the door frame and it ends. Like, mm-hmm. there's no time for me to process what's happening. There's no time for me to freak out. Like, go to the doorway, it stopped, that's it. Mm-hmm. Move on with the day. Mm-hmm. This time, I was home alone. I was home alone editing, as I do. And
being mindful.
Being mindful, very demure of me. And Coda, my dog Coda, he was on, like, the hallway. And I heard the jolt, well, felt and heard it. He didn't know what was going on. So he just, like, got up, looked around to see what it was, barked. And then I was like, fuck, an earthquake. I got up. I'm like, come here. And we went to the door frame. He ran to me. Like, honestly, I think my dog was scared. He had no idea what was going on. Mm-hmm. He ran to me. Like, I grabbed him. And, like, he usually, like, he's a hugger when it's, like, nighttime. But, like, during the day, he's like, ugh. This time, he, like, sunk into me. Aww. And, like, I, like, grabbed him. And I sat, like, by the door frame. And literally, I still sat in the door frame. And literally, I still a couple minutes. Things were still shaking. It wasn't a jolt, though.
Seconds.
Yeah, seconds.
I don't think it was minutes.
Yeah. No. Seconds, yeah. Mm-hmm. But there was still a couple seconds, but
yeah.
It didn't feel like a jolt to me. Like, it was just, like, constant, like,
mm-hmm. boom, I felt boom, two jolts. Boom.
Yeah, because it was definitely, like, a shaking, but I felt a jolt, and I was like, oh, earthquake. And then I felt that second, and I was like, oh. But the second one, like, oh, fuck, even like, I kind of felt like I moved a little, especially on, like, the bed. I was like, oh, shit, and my fucking coffee got spilled.
Yeah,
because I had my coffee next to the crate, or Missy's crate, and, like, my coffee, like, it fucking spilled. I was like, oh, like, what the fuck? No, but I felt, like, a definite, like, jolt. Like, the house moved.
No, yeah, like,
yeah.
It just felt longer than usual, so when I sat down, I had time to look around and realize, really sink in what was happening. And that's when my heart started pulsing. I was like, or beating, I mean. Like, it was like, fuck, this is actually happening. And then it stopped. And I was like, okay. Yeah,
and then it was just like, when's the next one coming?
Exactly. I was like, aftershock, I'm scared.
Also, like, for the second jolt, like, the dogs at the house started barking. And then my mom was like, Cindy. So I think because my mom was there, I think that also started freaking me out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, I don't think there were any aftershocks. Right?
And then come to find out, it was just a 4.4. Like, what the fuck?
Right? Okay, at first they said 4.7, and then like they figured out it was a 4.4.
Well, because it was semi close to us. It was like
in Pasadena. I'm like right there, dude. Like, I was like, I felt it pretty strong, and then immediately, of course, I call my mom, and it goes straight to voicemail. So I started freaking out because I know she's like in a 2-story, 3-story, whatever building. Mm-hmm. I started freaking out, and then Ruben called me. He's like, "You want me to pick you up?" And I was like, "No!" Like, I was scared. Like, at the moment, like,
stay where you are.
Yeah, like, I didn't want there to be an aftershock and him come this way. Like, I don't know. I was overthinking. Safer in the car, no?
I don't know. It's very tricky because, right? Like, human instinct, you're like, I need to get away from a fucking ceiling, like anything that could collapse on me.
Yeah.
So people try seeking outside, which they tell you that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah. But some people say it's the best. Like, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's
I think it depends on where you are. Mm-hmm.
Like, the first time I experienced an earthquake with my dad around, he ran outside. Yeah. Me and my mom went straight to the door frame. Mm-hmm. He ran outside. He's like, "What are you guys doing? Let's go outside." Yeah. And I'm like, well, "What are you doing?"
I feel like,
"What are you doing?"
As a freaking 33-year-old living in California, you would think we have this shit fucking down, but no.
No.
Even the concept of like going under a fucking desk, that scares me. I'm like, what if that desk breaks and then breaks my back? Like, it's just like, like, then I'm fucking paralyzed or dead.
I feel like I trust a door frame better than a desk. I for sure. I
think the door frame is the more usually universally my go-to taught.
Is to run to a door frame.
Yeah, same.
The thing is, yeah, which door frame is the best one?
Which is the thicker one?
But you can't run. They say don't run. I know. They say don't run because if you would have ran that way and that way, the light falls on you and you die. The
ceiling fan.
Yeah. It's,
okay,
it's
so my sister's in the background saying she ran from door frame to door frame because she didn't know which one to go to.
Yeah. Which is the more stable door frame?
That one, I would assume.
No. But then the thing is with like these,
No. In a shake, the door is gonna slam on you. Yeah,
you don't want to be in a.
You can't do a door frame with a door attached to it.
Yeah, I'm dead. I'm fucked.
I'm telling you, like it's. Also, it's like, you can be told.
Yeah, that's
you can be told like so many things, but in the time of if you panic, that flies out the window.
Yeah.
So
and I feel like it's situational. It depends mm-hmm. where you're at. Mm-hmm.
Some people have like a fight or flight situation. I feel like when you like fight, you tune in. When you're flight, you're tuned out. You're just all over the place. AKA Marlinda.
Usually. In the event of an earthquake, I usually run to the door frame.
Yeah.
But this time, the door is closed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I looked.
I would have automatically been like haunted.
Oh, yeah, the fire doors.
The fire door is closed. Oh. And I looked at them and yeah. I turned around. I saw the nearest exit and I just froze. I stood there and I was just like waiting to mm-hmm. see what was going to happen next.
Yeah, no, that's actually kind of scary though. Because if you're standing by that door when that shit fucking happens, that door
it could will take knock you down. Out.
Wait, oh my God.
They're heavy as fuck doors. And they just whoosh.
Yeah.
Do you guys have protocol of like what to do in an earthquake?
Probably.
you know what's funny? 100% yes. We often I'm have so these really, in my eyes, very baloney ass fire drills that take up your fucking time.
There's no earthquake.
But when's the last time we've had an earthquake drill?
Disaster. What do they call it?
Like, I don't know. Since I've been back from maternity leave, we have yet to really have like a
disaster like a, drill.
We've had a lot of these little fire ones, which I think are so stupid and such a waste of your time. But like it's an actually, actual earthquake.
Sorry.
Uh huh.
It's actually not a waste of time because we have had fires there.
No. I understand there? That, but what the fuck? The dude literally comes to repeat the same thing.
But repetition will make you remember. Like I feel like I'm
like dude. This last week, for a fire. Freaking had all these COVID people had to go see, and he's like, "We're doing a mandatory fire drill." I'm like, "Bro, can you not schedule this?"
But in the Come event on. Of a fire, you're gonna know what to do because it's fucking repetitive, and now it's in your head.
But like at the end of the day, they should even it out with earthquake and fire.
Yeah. So, okay, I will say.
And it's always just for fucking nursing. So why don't you do these fire drills with administration?
I thought they were for everybody.
No, it's always fucking nursing.
Well, the fire class is for everybody. What that, I will say is they do have a disaster drill or whatever. I have never attended one. I've been really? In there for 10 years. I've never been to one.
No, I think there's been one earthquake drill. Just one since I've.
Wait, what's the difference between the earthquake and disaster?
Disaster is like could if be maybe anything. There's like a fucking typhoon, which we're not gonna have a bombing one, or like a bombing.
Oh, okay,
or
okay.
Any like type a of... potential active shooter or some shit like that. Like where do you all meet up? What's your protocol? How do you? Yeah, it's different.
Where
like that.
Are the emergency supplies? Emergency mm-hmm. water.
Which also like, it's I think it's very stupid because they'll tell you, all the emergency supplies and the water are in so and so. Okay, why don't you give us a fucking tour?
Yeah.
Why don't you show us where the supplies are? How to get in?
So they don't?
They wait. Just no, they just tell you this bullshit because by law they have to.
Wait. Yes. I have been on a tour. When I first got hired, they took me around. Did they take you around?
They don't do that with the new hires. They don't do that with new hires.
They did it with me?
Okay, Rosie, how many years have you been working there? That's when they had like actual people that cared and was showing
you
shit.
Is she mean to me right now?
Huh?
What?
She's like, okay, Rosie.
No. I just mean that like you got hired and now.
Yeah.
The quality of shit has decreased tremendously.
I remember going on a full tour. I know where the emergency water supply is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know where the shutoff valves are.
Yeah, you do.
It's not the same anymore.
You're very seasoned and very veteran. A lot of these little new kids coming in. Are very Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. Like, dude, come on. Like,
they should have more.
You're working with these new people and you're just like, what the fuck?
Okay. We're going to end our podcast now, I think.
Yes.
Let me just try this flavor.
So, yeah, earthquakes.
Fuck them.
Nah. Ooh, I don't know. It's just interesting because I don't really take them seriously. But this last one, actually, I was like,
No, yeah,
I gotta protect my kid. I guess motherly instincts kind of kicked in. Yeah. They're not. I would not like
I wouldn't buy these again.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think I would buy these again.
They're still giving the same flavors as the other pack.
This one really is a lot nicer.
I liked the raspberry. It was okay.
Yeah,
I think I like the orange one better.
I think the orange one is the one I haven't. I haven't tried the mint, but
the ones I've tried so far, they're not terrible.
Yeah.
The iced tea and the raspberry.
Okay, ratings. Honestly, I'm gonna do a very Mickey Mouse rating.
Do you want the whiteboard?
No. Do we should do whiteboards?
Whatever you guys want.
They're there if we need them.
How do we
have to?
Okay. I don't want to.
We don't have to. We don't have to.
No. Just because like they weren't that exceptional. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, we're just we're switching it up this week.
Everything's too. We are everywhere and anywhere and nowhere.
I
don't want to
open the can up again. You guys saw the can in the beginning. If you're here still.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like being mean, but honestly, I'm gonna just give it a 0 out of 10.
Which
like,
one? The first one.
The first one.
Duh. Yeah.
Like there's nothing about it that I liked. The can, it is giving Demir very cutesy.
Honestly,
I think the fact that the can was so cute and the drink was trash, it's just
Rosie and I were so excited to get these because they look like a vibe.
They don't
taste nothing like strawberry lemonade.
Nothing.
Where's the strawberry?
No hint.
Where's the lemonade? Non-existent. The motor oil, it's there.
It was giving motor oil. It was giving throw up.
It's giving mechanic.
Beer lovers, hated. Seltzer lovers, hated.
It's 0 out of 10.
This is a negative 10. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's
a 0. I also want to, it's giving false advertising.
Don't buy it.
Packaging 10 out of 10 because it got us.
No, it's just people.
Almost telling people buy it just so you understand what we fucking mean.
I know.
Because, like,
but don't waste your money.
I don't know. It was very disappointing. I've never disliked anything so much.
I hate it.
I'm so passionate about this. It was
No, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Like,
she started off, I don't want to be mean. And now she's like, I'm passionate. I hate it.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. For the, your thoughts, Rosie?
What is it called? Unanimous? No.
Unanimous?
It's anonymous.
Unanimous. Non-anonymous.
Unanimous.
We all agree.
We all hated it. It's a 0. It's a 0.
Yeah.
Who cares if we're bloated? Who cares? It's terrible.
Terrible.
It did make me burp a lot, too.
I didn't even drink it all.
For one can.
Mm-hmm. Y'all guys pushed through. I did not drink it.
Yeah.
You couldn't. The burps were disgusting.
I don't like to waste my money.
Yeah, that's the only mindset. Like my mom told me, not gonna spend this yard. But
they're starving.
I'm the same way, but
I'm drinking this for the kid in Africa.
That's what my mom used to always tell me. So I would eat shit that I didn't like.
Yeah,
I feel the same way, but
funny.
It's torturing.
My mom sometimes used to say that, and then I don't know if it was on Sundays or whatever day you would get those fucking commercials of
yes.
And then he's like, damn, my mom was telling the truth. She's not lying.
Or the ones with the doggies. Oh, that shit would get me.
The little kids with their swollen bellies. I'd be like, oh, fuck, I don't want to be like that. Yeah.
Therefore, drink your drinks, even if they're nasty.
But then you just, not to buy it again.
Yeah, we're never going to buy that.
Nope.
Never. For the second one, our study breaks.
Flavor ratings.
Better.
Oh. Much better than the first one, for sure.
Still not great. I mean, I would drink this instead of the other one, but I don't know. I didn't like the orange one. The orange one is boo-boo.
What's your number rating? Do you want to try the mint one?
Yeah, I'd probably give it maybe a 4.
Okay, because the ones I tried or whatever, can I try the orange one?
Yeah. Oh my god, let me take a picture of the fucking stool here. We're just opening them up. I'm dead. Okay.
Cheers.
It's not good, huh?
No, the mint hit me in the nose, but actually, I like
it. Three sips.
Okay. I do. I like it.
Ouch. My foot's falling
asleep. I think it's very sad that I tried the orange first.
She's gagging.
The orange one is not good. I'm surprised you like it.
I didn't mind the orange one.
You're a weirdo. No, I'm just kidding.
So what? It's just, it's giving creamsicle, but it's just that ending.
What did it say?
There's an
aftertaste. Creamsicle gone wrong?
But it's it's not satisfying.
It's okay, I see the vision, and then...
There's an aftertaste for sure.
I think it's the aftertaste I don't like.
I actually the mint lime very much so.
Can I try the mint?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
What?
The mint is good.
She don't want to catch
the raspberry
from us.
Whatever is also good, and the yellow one, which is icy something.
Look at Brie.
If you're not a mint lover, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's. Yeah. I don't like a mint with ice cream. Ice cream is like crazy to me.
It's giving mint. Like mojito to me. So it's like,
you know what it tastes like? It feels like I'm tasting like the essential oil mint. Like I'm just like. Dropping it into
mint
my mouth
is very prevalent. Yeah.
Yeah. If you like mint,
if
you'll
you're
like
a mint
it.
Lover, you'll like it. Yeah.
It's a bit refreshing. I feel like if it was like mint and cucumber, I would like it.
Ooh. I think this would be very, like, satisfying. Like
with like a mixture.
To the river.
Okay. Like, river. Yeah.
Next to the river that we still haven't gone to.
We will be there. I feel like if it was mint and cucumber, it would be so nice.
Go ahead. Oh, that happened to me.
Oh, I'll show you guys a trick. Lick your finger.
You've told me
oh,
that
the cross?
It doesn't work.
Stop.
The cross.
Enjoy. Yes, the cross.
You've literally do
it on the spine.
This.
I'm gonna do it for you.
Friend, we've done this before.
I'm do it for you. Don't get grossed out.
I'm grossed out.
No, I'm just kidding.
It didn't work. Oh my god.
Well, it's because you didn't believe. You gotta
get it. I tried before.
It's on you.
Well, it's because you didn't believe.
Okay, closing, oh my god. Because we have 3 minutes.
Okay. But the iced tea lemonade you liked, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you like iced tea, you like the iced tea
okay,
one.
Wait. Sorry. Did you give like a number?
I said three. 3.5.
Okay.
Out of 10.
Packaging?
Packaging is cutish. It's basic, but it's cute. It's cute. I'll give it a solid 7.
Okay. Are you bloated?
I don't think so.
What's the lit? Sweetness level?
No, I'm not lit.
No. Okay.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sweetness but we level? Haven't drank a lot also.
I know.
But yeah.
I haven't.
Sweetness, it's okay. It's not overly sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rapid fire review. Go. Rapid fire review.
Okay. Flavor. Flavor.
Am
okay.
I in frame?
No.
No. You're like leaning a little too much over there. You're like, am I in frame?
I got a little too comfortable, sorry.
Okay, so it's 4 different flavors, right? Okay, yes. I like 2 out of the 4 flavors. I like 2 out of the 4 flavors, so I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like if you like iced tea, you like the iced tea one. If you like the mint one, though, you'll like the mint one.
Like, you're so
very demure, very mind. No, that's
very
not-
balanced.
Yes, this is elegance to the finest degree.
Anyways.
The orange one I think is the only one that has like the aftertaste.
Orange was caca.
The raspberry one, it was okay. Did you like
I
the raspberry?
Mind the orange one.
Huh?
Did you like the raspberry one?
Yeah. I liked all of them but the orange.
Yeah. I think the orange one was the only one that questioned it.
Are you bloated?
No.
Are you lit?
No, but also we haven't really like
Let's just omit that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because well, we haven't drank a lot.
We haven't drank a lot, so we can't really rate that. But yes, you know
sweet?
What? I'll give it a 6 out of 10 because the flavor. 6 out of 10 because if you like mint, if you like iced tea,
girl, you like she said that like 3 times already.
I'm dead.
Am I drunk?
You are lit.
Nah, I'm not drinking. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, packaging.
It just depends on what you like.
Right.
It's basic. I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. On packaging.
Packaging.
Okay.
It's sleek, but it's not like.
I do
unique.
Like the packaging.
I forgot what I said. I think I said 6 or 7.
I don't remember.
Whatever.
Are we lit?
We're not lit.
We're rambling because we're trying to like. Quick,
it's because the anxiety of the fucking timer, bro.
Should I just reset it?
We're going to have to
yes,
reset it.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
We only have 23 seconds left.
Yeah. Guys, we lied to you. We're lit.
We take back everything we said.
We're lit.
We're like still alert lit.
Yeah.
We feel something.
But we're starting to feel it.
I think we're just hyper. We're like hyper, yeah.
The energy's up, especially from the beginning.
So these aren't as bad as we said. No, I'm just kidding.
So we get out of 10. I'm just kidding.
Disregard all of our ratings.
And fuck whatever we said.
Okay, so I think I just have to give my ratings, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give it, honestly, like a 4.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
4 out of 10 out for of flavor. 10. I didn't like the lemonade one. I don't really like this one, the raspberry one.
No.
The mint lime, it takes some getting used to, but I could drink it. The only one I thought was good was the one that you guys hated, which was the orange pineapple.
Mm-hmm. We all have different taste buds for sure.
So what did I say? 5, 4? I'm gonna give it a 4.
I think you said 4.
It's a 4. Mm-hmm. I think the packaging is cool. It's like simple, but it gets the idea across. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something unique about the simplicity. I am feeling a little something, so.
Well, it also is higher percentage than we're used to. It is a 6.5, yeah. So
that
it makes
is,
sense.
That is the one thing it does have going for itself.
There is something about the aftertaste of these that I'm not fucking
with. I think
because
they're supposed to be teas, right? All of them?
No.
No?
That's not what it says. But it does say carefully crafted in Los Angeles, so that's cool.
Oh, it's local. So, yeah. And there's a zero, it's a skinny queen for sure.
I probably wouldn't buy it again.
Yeah, sure. this is not one of my favorites.
I feel like we should add that to our review. Would we buy it again?
No.
No. Mm-mm. The first one, absolutely not.
Fuck that. I would want to sue them. If I had the money and fucking time, I would sue you.
Yeah, because like, okay, listen, like
you can't be advertised as cutesy.
You're saying it's a strawberry lemonade flavor, but there is absolutely no hint of that in the drink, like
at all.
If you advertised it as a fucking seltzer that tastes like beer to try to get a beer lover into seltzer, okay,
I think it would work. Yeah,
brilliant.
My sister said it was bad.
Right, that's the only justification I can give for it. But the fact that you're saying that this fucking drink is gonna taste like a strawberry lemonade
seltzer,
there was no hint.
Not even a trinkle.
Silch. Zero.
So in terms of drinks today,
it was a bust,
but you know, you win some, you lose some. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Give us some recommendations.
Yes, give us recommendations down below, please.
And if you've given them to us and we haven't done it yet, we haven't forgot, we just haven't found the drinks.
We're looking.
We have a list.
Yeah, I think the next one maybe will be Captain Morgan.
If we can find it.
Yeah, we haven't. Yeah, we've been struggling to find it. That's the point. But I really want to try the Captain Morgan ones.
I'm pretty sure those are going to be good.
Yeah. Well, we'll try them next if we can find them. Yes. But yeah, if you have any recommendations, put them down below. DM us. Anything. Don't forget to like this video. Subscribe. We want to get to 100?
Yes.
100 subscribers by September 1st, which is Cindy's birthday. Please give us that birthday gift.
We need your help.
We need your help.
We're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids. Tell your husband.
Tell your grandma. Tell your grandpa.
Everybody.
Tell your dogs.
Make an account and then subscribe.
share.
Because we have more than 100
stuff on our social. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
And if you have been reposting us, thank you. We appreciate you.
We love you.
If you guys are private, sometimes we don't get notifications that you guys repost stuff. So we are so sorry, but
thank you.
Know that we are very grateful and very thankful.
Mm-hmm. We're very cutesy with it. We're very demure.
We love you. Okay,
bye.
Bye, bitches.